Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is a senior Wall Street analyst. He worked on the street for a long time, and now he's out on his own, wreaking havoc with his own ideas and sticking his finger in the eye of the power. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. And he's our good friend Leo. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you. It's good to have you back, Leo. So, Leo, the stock market is behaving right now in kind of a weird way. We've got kind of a perfect storm. And I didn't coin that term, obviously, in the beginning, but it's also somebody else I've heard use it this week. In an analysis of what's happening, we've got a seemingly a new surge in the coronavirus, especially in Europe. We've got their Wall Street's upset because we didn't get another stimulus package before the election. Then we got that thing going on. They got the election, and they don't know whether to be afraid of Biden or afraid of Trump the most. And so it's creating kind of, in my opinion, a little bit of a schizophrenia on Wall Street. Am I overstating that?
No, and with Halloween coming up, one can say that...
I left that one. I forgot that one. There's another one. And don't forget, the moon is in the seventh house, too. So, you know, and Aquarius is out there, too. So, you know, we got all that going on. Go ahead.
Well, you're leaving me speechless here, Jim. But with the equities, of course, there's concern with corporate earnings and valuations having been pretty high. And on the election front, let's say if there happens to be a Biden victory, and particularly if the Senate switches to become Democrat,
right?
You know, the corporate tax reform gets cut down, capital gains increases likely, and taxation on high net worth increases. And, you know, maybe even some issues about raising the estate tax or putting on a wealth tax. So those sort of things on the money front make Wall Street and some of their friends pretty nervous.
But other than recently, it doesn't seem to have affected it. I mean, we're still pretty darn high valuations, and don't forget, if Biden wins, there's probably going to be more suppression of the market, of the economy. I mean, they're going to take federal control of this. They're not going to leave it to the states like Trump did, I think. Don't you?
Almost certainly, perhaps, and it's a big perhaps, silver lining in the post-election period, and maybe regardless of who wins, but especially if Biden does, will there be a big boost of infrastructure spending? Yeah. Now, I don't know what that may do for the economy over the long run, but at least for the near term, that could assist many of the unemployed or persons who are concerned on Main Street and small businesses about a recovery.
But Leo, and pardon me for taking issue on this, but we've seen that movie. In the Obama administration, it was infrastructure. It was shovel. Remember shovel ready? It never happened. It didn't. It wound up being stupid things like paying people to do caulking and buying up used cars, and all it did was disrupt the used car market. I mean, it was ham fisted. It was stupid. As I said, we've seen that movie. I don't have any confidence. And it also, as you know, infrastructure, it could take 4 years to mount an infrastructure project.
If the infrastructure does not help, then imagine what occurs if debt, whether in the U.S. On a national basis or overseas, continues to increase. As you know, the International Monetary Fund and the Congressional Budget Office here, pointed out some rather terrifying numbers, even to those who may not worry too much about when, you know, nations and corporations are going to pay some of it back. And at what point do those who have funds, creditors, become weary about letting other people have them at the current level of rather low nominal interest rates? And that could also be one of the things ultimately down the road that further scares people.
I'm imagining a global Chapter 11. Everybody just declares Chapter 11. We reset everything and start over. That's what I see. A reorganization. The world, the globe reorganizes under Chapter 11. Only I could come up with a wacky idea like that. When we come back, I'm going to ask Leo about cash. Is there a problem? 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.